This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
In the years before the Oz9 launched into space, some of our crew crossed paths a time or two on Earth. Today, it's 2138, Tuesday again, in a small Italian restaurant in the town of French Lick, Indiana. Dr. von Habersetzer sits alone, awaiting his dinner. Or is he awaiting something else?
Hey, may I bring you another solo per la gravidanza, sir?
Wust, my little furry-lipped friend. Already my teeth are loose in my head. How much of the alcohol is in this beer?
If I might, just consult the bottle, sir. You give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want the wine. Give it to me. Thank you. It says... Niente.
What is that, like 9? 9%? Oh, no wonder I'm feeling a bit hazy, eh? Well, this'll teach me to be experimental. What am I saying? I'm a scientist.
Certainly, sir. Do you know how soon your dining partner will be arriving, eh?
And, why do you wish to know?
To free up the table, of course. We are very busy, sir.
Busy? Explain this busy. I'm alone in this place.
Well, I didn't say we were busy serving food, sir. We have the lives, you know.
How very odd. Mine guest is just 15 minutes late. Perhaps I may have another 15 minutes before you're shushing me out the door?
Well, I believe that can be arranged. You love to eat quite quickly, however.
It is 4:15 p.m. on a Tuesday, and no one is here.
I'm sorry. I really don't have time to chat, sir. As you can see, there are 15 other tables.
Tables, yes, but there are no people at them.
Oh, will those tables serve themselves, sir? Will they launder their own cloths, place their own silver, fill their own water glasses, eh?
Oh, I have had so many strange conversations in my life, and this is one of them.
I apologize for the strangeness strewn about your life, sir. If you'll excuse me.
If I could perhaps have a menu? It appears not. Very well. I'll wait.
Flour for the ladies, sir. Oi! Flour for the ladies, sir. Eh?
Lady? I'm not sure who will be joining me.
Oh, sir. How very ungallant of you.
We have only communicated over the emails. Perhaps I should have worn a tie.
And what about the lovely lady across from you now? Ignoring her, are you? Sorry, dear. man.
I'm terribly sorry, madame. Perhaps my English is not so good. I believe I am alone at present.
Oh, you brute! Oh, there, dear. No tears. They're not all so cruel as this one. Here, if he won't buy you a flower, I shall. No, please, I insist. It's only a day's wages.
Please, I will pay. Wait, this is not a flower, is it? Again, mine English, but I am quite certain in English that this is called a... Yeah, that's a twig.
Have you no decency, sir? Not only do you trifle with this poor child's emotions, but now you cast aspersions upon my occupation. Well, I never heard the line.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, madame, and apologies to you, my invisible companion. As I suspect you will not be ordering the lobster, please allow me to buy you this beautiful, delightful, fragrant steak. How much, good lady?
It'll be £11.06.3. An halfpenny for travel expenses, insurance, wear and tear on shoes and the like.
Pounds. I am sure I am in the United States today. But then I was also sure I was sitting alone, so what the hell do I know? Do you take dollars?
With an accent like this?
Well, it is all I have, I fear.
Fine. Your fellow didn't exactly come prepared, does he, dearie, eh? It's good to know for future.
Well, then how much is it in dollars, then, please?
Hang on a tick. Comes to... careful economic stability. $47.88.
What? That cannot be right.
Oh, men aren't so good with the maths, are they? Goodness. Oh, what a tidy wallet. I spy a 50 in there, don't I, hello? Oh, lovely little Ulysses S. peeking his little head above the leather. Thank you. Ta-ta.
Wait, did she even give you your shtick? Madame! Oh, I am so sorry, my dear. Look, after we dine, I will take you to the park, and I will build you a bouquet of shticks, and we will take a pontoon boat, and I will sing you love songs, and I am talking to a chair.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
I see your dinner partner has still not arrived.
Are you sure? Could you look very closely?
Oh. I'm quite sure, sir. He is sort of feeling well. Don't look at the nice.
Fine. Foolish, perhaps, but fine. May I have a menu, please? I fancy a little nibble.
Another one, sir.
Another one what?
Another menu. Oh, I have handed you a tree already. It's such squirreling them away beneath the tablecloth. Do not make me frisk you on the way out.
Look, mine odd little fellow. I have just bought a shtick for $50 American, but, as you can see, there is no shtick here. My dinner partner is now 22 minutes late, or possibly on time, but both invisible and very quiet. I'm suddenly unsure what country I am in, and I am peckish, you see?
Clearly, sir. I shall return with menu number 4 al momento.
Could you perhaps bring me some breadsticks and just a smidgen of sausage? Hello? Perhaps some good German mustard and a spoon? A stout? Yes, this is Dr. Van Abesetzer. Who is there? No, the package has not arrived. Have you heard from the Federal Express? The Federal Express, the ones who send the packages. Oh my God, what is so very hard to understand about this? I am only continuing the metaphor. Yes, very well. I shall continue to wait. You could perhaps order me a paprika schnitzel with a spicy spätzle. Hello? Fine. I'm terribly sorry, my dear. You must be so hungry. Perhaps we could poke something with your stick, if we had it.
Désolé, monsieur. Who are you addressing? Moi?
And who might you be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, bonjour, monsieur. I am, je suis your sommelier. I suspect you might be wanting some wine with your food.
I am wanting some food with my food, just at the moment.
Oh, yes. Oh, I am sorry. The kitchen, well, it is terribly busy tonight, you know. There's lots of busyness in the cuisine.
Doing what? I am the only one here.
Oh, I did not say they were busy cooking. Huh? Would you care to see the wine menu?
Yes, fine. Hand it over. Why not? Or perhaps you're going to tell me you've given me 3 already, but they are as invisible as my companion. No offense, my dear. You are looking absolutely translucent.
Oh, no. I have given you exact none, sir. 0. An oversight I mean to correct immediately. I don't have it with me, sir, but I shall return with it post-haste.
Why does everybody go away and leave me alone with nothing to nibble? My dinner partner is so starved, she's completely disappeared.
I'm back.
Gah!
Hello.
Perhaps you could warn me when you are doing the creeping up from behind?
Oh, but we are nearly closing time, sir. And it appears you have, how you say, been stood up.
Oh. Closing time? 4 p.m.?
I believe you'll find it's very nearly half. Sir, and we don't wish to risk losing our liquor license, you know what I'm saying?
This is absurd. I shall leave when my guest has arrived and we have eaten of the little nibbles and had some lovely wine and perhaps another beer. And that is all. My guest, I am very sure, will be arriving shortly.
Or perhaps, monsieur, she has been here all along.
That chair is empty, I tell you! Why does everyone... Oh. Oh, you mean you? My goodness. So, I guess that means there is no wine? Eh?
As I was also the waiter and the flower lady, there's no food nor flowers either.
Oh, mein Fräulein, that is so impressive. I would applaud you if I were not so weak from hunger. There is no food here.
I think I have some tic-tacs in my handbag.
Never mind. So why are you playing these games, whoever you are?
I am Mrs. Sheffield. May I sit?
Oh, fine, yes. Hand over the tic-tacs. I have changed my mind.
Do go carefully, won't you? If they start to fizz, just spit them out immediately.
I will regret asking this question, but why?
Yes, you see, I'm not entirely sure which box of Tic Tacs came from the 7-Eleven and which came from work.
And your work is with?
MI-18, ostensibly.
We get some very tricksy weapons that do entirely unpleasant things, and honestly, I'm not sure where those tic-tacs originated, so suck gently.
Oh! Pff, 18, eh? That is a great many of the M's and the I's. And what does this super secret agency do?
Well, it protects the UK from aliens.
Ah, well, I am having my green card here somewhere. Just a second.
Oh, not that kind of alien, Dr. von Halberstadt. No, more green men than green cards, if you catch me.
Mrs. Sheffield.
Clara.
Clara, then. Why would you wish to talk with me about the green eyes? Oh, the green men. Lazelle.
Because you work for Gated Galaxies, do you not?
I do, yes. This is not against the law yet, I think.
Oh, come on, Friedrich. May I call you Friedrich?
Mm-hmm.
Come closer. Closer. This is too close. You and I both know that G2 is up to some funny business not far from here. Is that your foot? Anyway, it's to do with the sulfur springs and whatnot.
What? Oh, yes. All right. Go on. Just be gentle, eh?
And who is that? Who should be gentle, Friedrich?
The cleaning lady. No, the movers. No, hang on. That was the museum. They will be showing some of my art. Yes. See, I'm a bit of a Renaissance man. Really more Baroque, but I think you can fix me. Yeah, the museum thing. Yes, we'll go with that.
Right, well, I think perhaps I should be off. Yeah.
I am trying to decide.
Goodbye.
But Clara, what about us?
Frieda, perhaps another time, perhaps another life. Until then, we'll always have...
Ah, welcome, gentlemen. I am afraid you are too late. She has already gone. No, there is no point in going after her. She is long gone. Tic-tac!
Well, that explained almost nothing, and now I'm hungry, which is a pretty rare thing after an episode of Oz 9. You've been listening to Sarah Golding as the waiter, the flower lady, the sommelier, and Mrs. Sheffield. Eric Perry was Dr. Friedrich von Halberstadt, and I'm Richard Nadolny, your narrator. Our theme music was composed and performed by John Faley. The Italian restaurant music was by various artists on Storyblocks. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Season 3 begins 1 week from today, Space Monkeys. Until then, narrator out.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.